WTAW News time is 7:05. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Did you know a destination restaurant in College Station's Northgate District was also the site of the first City Hall?
There's a lot of things that can be used architecturally in the restaurant, so you'll still have that feel that you get to, and possibly, you know, some sort of historic marker on the building to designate that. But it's not a structurally sound building that you could say, you know, this is worth preserving because, you know, it could stand the test of time, and it can't and it won't.
Mayor Nancy Berry says protecting Cafe XL is part of the negotiations in the proposed sale of city-owned land at Welburn and Church. That'll be part of today's city council meeting discussion. The restaurant will be part of a multi-story family residential complex valued at $30 million. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Houston has announced updates in two criminal cases from Brazos County.
Four people have been sentenced to federal prison, and a fifth being sought from an August 2011 jewelry robbery in College Station. Sentences range from 5 to 13 years apiece. The convicts from Houston and Atlanta followed a traveling jewelry salesman from New York in up to four vehicles. In College Station, the salesman, who was held up at gunpoint, lost jewelry valued at $200,000. And a Bryan chiropractor has entered a plea agreement to his part in defrauding auto insurance companies between February 2007 and November 2009. Chase Lindsay faces 30 years in prison and a fine of $1 million. Prosecutors say the deal also requires Lindsay to pay back $1.2 million collected from the auto carriers who were billed for medical evaluations and unnecessary treatments. Lindsay, who is scheduled for sentencing April 22nd, is out on bond. Four co-defendants accused of various roles in submitting more than $3 million in bogus bills will go on trial April 2nd. Online at WTAW.com are details of both cases. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
On a related note, the number of inmates in Texas prisons is equal to 1.5 times the population of College Station, or twice the number of residents in Bryan. While there are 11,000 empty prison beds, the state agencies running prisons for adults and juveniles are asking lawmakers for a budget increase of $400 million. State Senator Charles Schwertner, whose district includes Brazos County, is on the Criminal Justice Committee.
TDCJ is headquartered in Senate District 5 over in Huntsville. I'm in agreement that, and Senator Whitmire, that we need to look at the money we're spending and the absolute number of prisons we have. We have 150,000 individuals that are incarcerated and 111 prisons. Is that really necessary? Are there other ways to look at restoration and rehabilitation of those inmates rather than incarceration?
Schwertner says committee hearings start next week. A study from Texas A&M has debunked the urban legend that you can buy the cheapest online airfares on Tuesdays. Economist Stephen Poehler says, in reality, the cheapest fares are available on the weekends.
And what we find is that when you compare very similar tickets, that the tickets that are purchased on the weekends have fares that are about 5% lower.
Poehler says that's because businesses book flights during the week, and airlines know that leisure travelers who are more sensitive about price will book on the weekends. After President Obama's charge that the country needs to have smart government during his State of the Union address, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan wants to know what's been so smart about the last 4 years.
For instance, when the stimulus passed back in 2009, we were promised that right by now, in February of 2013, the unemployment would be 5.2%, and it's 7.9%. So why should we believe that his new programs to create a smart government are going to have any better outcomes than the last programs, which failed and cost us $800 billion in hard-earned taxpayer money?
Flores says federal spending needs to be cut to below $1 trillion annually, and the government should allow everyday families to decide how to best use their own money.
If they do that, I think our country is going to be better off rather than the government trying to pick where their taxpayer dollars should be invested.
Flores says it makes more sense to him to turn off $800 billion worth of income taxes than to create an $8 billion stimulus program. WTAW News time is 7:10. It's 40 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Providing home health services and hospice care with comfort and compassion. Family Home Health and Hospice, Joint Commission accredited and a Medicare certified provider. We're locally owned and our team has years of experience, so we can provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care while remaining in your own home. Family Home Health and Hospice, serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding area. Call 979-846-3705. Online at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours, because no one cares like family.
Good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Large area of high pressure is going to produce a very nice Valentine's Day across the region. The high is directly overhead. We'll have abundant sunshine today and a high anywhere from 65 to 70 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy weather across the region for tonight, 45. Partial sun for tomorrow. Highs are going to be up closer to 60, maybe 65. Partly cloudy, the risk of a shower tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Partly sunny, cooler Saturday, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. This morning we'll get you caught up with Fighting Texas Aggie basketball. The men set a record last night. The ladies play tonight. And a story about a former Olympian from the London Games that possibly shot his wife or his girlfriend. That's all coming up with sports at about 7:50.
A New York man was sentenced to 7 years in prison after he was caught carrying an illegal handgun because he was trying to avoid paying a $2.25 fare on the subway. Ruben Sanabria was arrested when the Metro Police caught him trying to beat the fare in Manhattan, carrying that loaded 40 cal Smith & Wesson in his waistband. Not a good idea.
No.
Not just to beat the fare. Not think so. So anyway, we'll see. Now, I'm trying to find more about this story that we had yesterday, I think late in the show, about the Fairfax, Virginia school that had spent $35,000 that they had raised through bake sales and other fundraisers so that they could buy some brand new playground equipment. Just days after the equipment was installed, officials decided it was too dangerous.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it was school officials or people from outside the school. Or,
well, it says school officials.
It just sounds so fishy, like, oh, well, guess we'll use this money for something else.
Well, no, they'd already spent it. That's it. It's installed, and again, there are pictures of it with crime scene tape wrapped around it so that kids can't get on it.
It's just silly.
It looked a little more challenging than a lot of playground equipment I've seen, but dangerous? Not sure about that. 1,200 other schools, or 1,200 other playgrounds around the country have it, but this school's not going to. And by the way, it is now illegal, just in case you're traveling, it is now illegal in Colorado to wear aluminum underwear.
Oh.
Well, you knew that was coming.
Is that a repercussion of smoking pot?
They had talked about it a lot, I'm sure.
And cold, too.
Yeah.
Woo. Especially in Colorado.
Apparently, shoplifters found the so-called iron pants allowed them to sneak stolen items past the anti-theft scanners at store doors. Law also allows store security officers to detain people who, quote, crackle when they walk, end quote. But provides an exception for aluminum breeches worn for personal amusement.
like you do all the time.
Of course. I can't tell you the number of friends I have who think that's interesting.
I've never even heard of aluminum underwear.
No, nor have I.
And the whales.
Well, you got to get it so it matches your aluminum hat.
Sure, that's true. Now, this is something that has changed the life of a lot of people, and it started on this date in 1989. The first of 24 GPS systems where satellites were launched into space.
Wow.
I mean, think about how that's changed your world. If you got one of those GPS things. Hey there.
Yes. The playground equipment, it's the kids that are dangerous.
Yeah, that's a good point. After all, if the equipment was just there by itself, it wouldn't be dangerous, right? It's once the kids get on it.
Yes.
High school student in Utah suspended for her hair color. 15-year-old Riley McKay's hair was red, but it was apparently too red. Administrators at the Hurricane High School, well, what a great name.
That is cool.
Also reportedly felt that her hairdo looked purple and pink in the sunlight, thus distracting other students. Because, after all, if you're not distracting the students, they'd all be making A's, right? I mean, because they're so diligent in the classroom.
My thought is if you're distracted by a hair color, you have other problems.
Well, or you're not interested in studying, too. But anyway, she was sent home until her hair was, quote, in the spectrum of color that grows naturally. Now, you see, that could be a lawsuit waiting to happen right there. I mean, really? I have to have hair that looks natural in color?
I knew a guy who literally I don't know what mix of races he was, but his hair was that maroon color. Like, that was his real hair color, was that kind of weird maroon.
Fighting Texas Aggie maroon?
No, more like crop cut haircut that's dyed maroon color. You know what color I'm talking about.
No, I don't. I'm going to be honest
with you. Mississippi State maroon?
Weird shade of lipstick. Huh. Kind of liberals dye their hair. I'm just kidding.
Virginia Tech maroon?
Wow. Okay. No. Like a purpley, weird, auburny maroon color. Oh. Never mind.
Well,
that's not important.
Well, it's fine.
Being grilled over hair color, is that 20 questions yet?
Well, the whole thing is that... Wow. Wow. She must have gotten enough sleep last night.
No, I didn't.
I'm not sure. Yeah, but that's the whole thing when it comes to cosmetics or any of that. How many different kinds of words can we have for red? I mean, it's red, okay? Or blue or whatever. But that and paint colors. You ever notice that? Go to the paint store.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Painting my house, so many different shades of white. You wouldn't believe it.
So what, do you go to the hairdresser with chips? Yeah, I want my hair this
color. Exactly.
Color.
Right. Take your paint chips in and say that. Yeah. So now you're painting your house, are you?
All right, I've painted most of it now, but at one point there was some paint that was incorrectly mixed. It looked white. The paint on the wall was white, but when you painted it together, it was not the same color.
Ah.
You would not expect that from white paint.
So did you just go shake your finger at them, or how did you correct this situation?
Yeah, it was returned, and we received good paint.
Oh, okay.
So it worked out okay.
Well, that's fine. Okay.
I don't want it to become paint.
So now,
if I've already painted and it's a mistake on your part, you're going to come repaint what I painted.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, come over here because I made this mistake right here. So now we're going mostly with white in the House of Cat.
Oh, no, the whole inside it's white walls with dark brown or natural wood paneling.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because that way you can have whatever color stuff you want in the rooms. If you want to change it all, mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to change the paint color. And sure. Any painting looks good on a white wall.
Oh, well.
I don't know. That's what I think.
I don't know. You've never seen me. You've never seen me with a brush.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, right. I meant painting in a frame hung on the wall.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's what I meant, too.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Never can tell. All right, that's fine. So now, you know, we've worried about these asteroids that are going to be crashing into the Earth. Now, apparently, one more thing for us to worry about. If your satellite TV goes out tomorrow, you might blame it on an asteroid. It is highly unlikely, but some scientists are saying that they're monitoring the approach of asteroid 2012 DA14, which will zoom closer to Earth tomorrow than any... No, excuse me, on Friday. What is tomorrow? Tomorrow is Friday, yes, okay. Anyway, so it'll happen tomorrow.
The Ides of February.
Something like that. The Celestial Visitor, which is almost as wide as the length of an Olympic swimming pool, due to pass at 17,100 miles from Earth. Oh, they've got the exact time, as a matter of fact, at 1:24 tomorrow. in the afternoon.
At 124
in the afternoon.
Central or Greenwich?
That'd be Central, 124
okay.
Central. That's closer than the television communication satellites, which circle our planet, about 500 miles higher. And also the GPS satellites, which we just mentioned, they fly at about 12,600 miles above Earth. And obviously that's communication for our weather satellites, too. So if the weatherman gets the forecast wrong, it could be because an asteroid hit the satellite. And we wouldn't know. I mean,
yeah,
we wouldn't know.
Because they're always right.
They say, of course, they say it's extremely unlikely that any of the satellites would be threatened. And what would that look like? I mean, what would that look like in the sky at 124 here, where it would be light?
I'm guessing those things are so small that far away you wouldn't see much.
Maybe not.
But up close, it'd look like a bomb full of awesome.
I hope that
bomb full of awesome?
Yeah.
I like that.
I hope our government's spending a lot of money to make sure that we catch that on video so it can be on YouTube and go viral, because that's what the Internet's for.
That and cat videos.
Yeah, that cat videos and asteroids crashing into satellites. Those are the two reasons that we want to do that. A Texas middle school teacher, a teacher in Rowlett, as a matter of fact, has been placed on leave after a lasso lesson gone wrong left a seventh grader with rope marks around his neck.
Okay. Only in Rowlett? Well,
guess
maybe
so.
Bahia, too.
It could be other places. The teacher, whose name has not been released, teaching a lesson on cowboys at a middle school in Rowlett, when he asked for a student volunteer to run around while he attempted to lasso him. The 13-year-old
awesome.
Student ended up with bruises on his neck, and the lasso landed on him incorrectly. I wonder how many throws it was.
See, obviously he never saw The Phantom of the Opera, in which you learn to hold your hands at your cheek height so that a lasso cannot be put around your neck, because that is the torture device that the Phantom was trained in.
I don't remember that.
Well, it's
was
in
that
there.
That was in the movie?
I know it's in the book. I think it's referenced in one of the songs, but it is in the book the whole time. They're just saying, keep your arms at your shoulders, arms at your shoulders, like the whole time.
Phantom of the Opera. You mean there was a book? Oh.
Yeah.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit hilcosupply.com.
It's an exciting time when you buy a new home, but it can also be a stressful time. You get overwhelmed very easily. There's a lot of properties out there for sale. That's why you need a realtor that is going to listen to exactly what you want. That's what Zweiker & Associates specializes in doing with buyers. First and foremost, they listen. They're going to sit down with you, whether you're a first-time home buyer or someone who's done this before. They know that you have specific needs. And they're proud of the fact that they take the time to listen and evaluate those needs. Now, you pair that with the time they take to preview and tour properties, and they can be market experts and place you, the buyer, in a perfect home to fit your needs. They're going to sit down with you, find out what you absolutely need, what you absolutely want, what you absolutely don't want. And they're not going to flood the senses with dozens of properties. They're talking 8 to 12 to narrow it down to, and then go look at those and find out which one is your next home. Zweiker & Associates, they listen to what you want. Go to ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com for Zweiker & Associates, ZARealEstate.com.
Sorry, in to see David Gardner yesterday. Hey, today is the day, guys or gals, that, you know, they're wrapping up lots of stuff, and they've been doing it for actually weeks. There, you know, we're talking the other day about how there are guys who really do plan ahead. I mean, they really do go out there and shop and plan with something in mind, and David Gardner's can take care of that for you. But, you know, at the same time, guys, it is Valentine's Day. I guess you knew about that. It didn't sneak up on you. We knew that it was February 14th, and David Gardner can help you out as well. And now, a thing to do, and it's something that they really want you to do, is come in and say, this is what I'm looking for, and they'll be glad to show you that. If you go, I have no idea what I'm looking for, they can take you through that. Or if you feel like you have a price range that you want to stay within, then tell them that as well. Because David Gardner's can find something that will be just right for you, for her, or for him, whoever, that you're buying for. And make sure that they've got that nice little bag and box that says David Gardner's on it, so that today can be a great Valentine's Day. And, yeah, we talk about Valentine's Day, but there are other times as well where a gift of jewelry can mean so much, and David Gardner's been doing that kind of work for more than 30 years. So stop in and see him today, whether it's for Valentine's or maybe something on down the road. That's 911 University Drive, David Gardner's. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's sponsored this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Pretty nice today, 67 for a high temperature and winds out of the southwest. Tonight, clear and cool, 41 will be our low. About 60 or so for a high temperature on Friday and Saturday. And it's kind of chilly at night. We'll be in the upper 30s probably. And the winds are going to shift around to the northeast, so they're not going to be up very high, but you'll obviously notice the difference because of that. That'll keep the humidity down low until Sunday night. It looks like we have a 20% chance of some showers. And then on Monday, which, by the way, is a federal holiday, just so you know. It's President's Day. 71 will be our high temperature with that 30% chance of showers. Right now, humidity is 89%. We have fair skies, and it's 38 degrees outside.
February is National Dental Health Month, and Aaron's Family Dentistry wants to keep your teeth healthy with a free Sonicare toothbrush. Visit Aaron's Family Dentistry on Facebook, click like, and you're automatically entered to win a free Sonicare toothbrush. Winners will be posted on the Aaron's Family Dentistry website at the end of February. Since 1984, Dr. Jim and Karen Aaron's have been committed to the dental health of the Brazos Valley. Schedule your checkup and professional teeth cleaning today.
Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit aarentsdds.com. That's aarentsdds.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
The parents of 15-year-old honor student Hadiyah Pendleton were Michelle Obama's guests at the State of the Union. Days after she performed at Obama's inauguration, Hadiyah was murdered in Chicago. On Monday, there were two arrests in the case. Michael Ward and Kenneth Williams were intercepted by the cops on their way to a strip club and charged with first-degree murder, attempted murder, and aggravated battery with a firearm. One confessed that the murder was a case of mistaken identity. The honor student and a group of her friends had taken cover under a park canopy during a rainstorm. The killer believed he was shooting into a crowd of rival gang members in retaliation for an earlier shooting. Miss Pendleton was one of 40 people murdered in Chicago in January. Last year, over 500 people were murdered in Chicago. Now, Monday, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, complained that the only time when the gun issue gets affected is when Newtown happens. Well, what happens in urban areas around the country too often gets put to the side. Well, these are our kids. These are our children, he said. Now, Mr. Mayor, if I asked whether the gang-banging murder suspects went to a quality school, had a stable two-parent home, attended church, and were taught respect for life, your political party would furiously denounce me. But what's happening in Chicago is a wide-scale breakdown of moral and societal values that can't be fixed with gun laws. These are your children, and you're failing them.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details. Or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810. 1-800-444-2810. 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTOW News Time is 7:30. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Support appears to be growing in the Texas legislature for an $80 million agriculture research and diagnostic facility at A&M. The Biosafety Level 3 Laboratory, also known as BSL-3, is being monitored by State Senator Charles Schwertner, whose district includes Brazos County.
I think that's looking good, and look forward to making sure that they have the ability to build that building in that laboratory, which is also associated with the Texas Veterinary Diagnostic Lab.
Schwertner says legislative leadership is aware that if the lab doesn't get built, there could be certification issues.
From a prioritization standpoint, that building is high on obviously my priority list, but also the individuals on the finance committee and leadership positions that will be helping affect any TRB bill that goes through.
The BSL-3 lab would be the first in Texas to address outbreaks of high-consequence diseases that can have a disastrous effect on animal health, the food supply, the movement of animals and animal products, and the overall agricultural economy. And if you think the least expensive airfares are available Tuesday right after midnight, an economist at A&M says, think again.
And what we find is that when you compare very similar tickets, that the tickets that are purchased on the weekends have fares that are about 5% lower.
Stephen Poehler says leisure travelers who are more sensitive about price will wait for the weekends, while those on business book during the week. Two criminal cases in Brazos County have been prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Houston.
A Bryan chiropractor is admitted to participating in a conspiracy to defraud various automobile insurance companies of more than $3 million. Chase Lindsay's out on bond awaiting sentencing that's scheduled for April 22nd. The trial of four co-defendants is set for April 2nd. Prosecutors say between February 2007 and November 2009, Lindsay received $58,000 to provide medical evaluations and routinely recommend unnecessary therapeutic treatments. Lindsay agreed to pay restitution of $1.2 million to the insurance companies. He faces possible penalties of up to 30 years in prison and a fine of $1 million. And four of five people who pleaded guilty to an August 2011 College Station armed robbery where $200,000 of jewelry was taken from a traveling salesman are off to prison. Sentencings range from 5 to 13 years apiece. A fifth person remains at large. Details of both cases are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says the proposed sale of city-owned land in the Northgate District for a $30 million housing development continues a campaign pledge, but she didn't want the sale to compromise Cafe Excel, which she describes as a destination restaurant.
In speaking with Costa and Tommy DeLise, that are the owners of Cafe Excel, is they want to stay there. We want them to stay there. Asset Plus, who is the potential buyer, wants them to stay there.
The proposed agreements, which you can read on our website at WTAW.com, include the restaurant being a part of the multi-story complex. Developers will pay the city $3 million for the 3 1/3 acres. And in response to President Obama's State of the Union message, Congressman Bill Flores says an increase in minimum wage would result in fewer people employed.
There's a lady that owns a dry cleaning store on the corner. And she's got a certain amount of payroll that she can afford to pay her employees. If you raise her cost by raising the minimum wage, then she is going to have to cut people. And so you wind up with fewer people working. Now, the ones that are working are making more money, but are you better off as a society to have fewer people working? Because you've taken a group of people that gets laid off as a result, and you put them on public assistance.
Flores says instead of focusing on wage rates, the government should focus on policies to get people employed.
What would have been smart is for the president to get up and say, we need to go a different direction. We need to try to have broad-based tax reform that flattens and broadens the tax code. We need to have regulatory reform. We need to get spending in Washington under control.
He says this week the House Budget Committee is putting together a fiscal 2014 budget. WTOW News Time is 7:34. It's 41 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together. The ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life. Which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
The countdown is over for Douglas Jewelers. The doors will close forever tonight at 7. But until then, we are celebrating Ronnie and Sandy's 48 years of proudly serving College Station Bryan. You only have a few hours left to buy fine jewelry at pennies on the dollar. Call your neighbors, grab your friends, and come on down to Douglas Jewelers one last time. Valentine gifts are priced as low as 19 cents on the dollar. We are practically giving them away. The end is here, and everything must be gone by 7 p.m. tonight. Douglas Jewelers, University Drive across from Home Depot.
7:37, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build across the region and head off towards the east. Sunshine today, highs of 65 to 70 degrees. Overnight, it's going to be partly cloudy to clear, 45. Tomorrow, partial sun, not quite as mild, 60 to 65. There could be an isolated shower tomorrow night, lows 35 to 40. It's going to be partly sunny on Saturday, high Saturday, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Nelson had a phenomenal performance.
He sure did. He set a record, as a matter of fact, and we'll find out more about that with sports coming up in just a little bit. The Fighting Texas Aggie basketball last night, ladies play tonight, and a story on the international stage with Oscar Pistorius and a possible murder. We'll cover that for you and more coming up.
Okay, just as a heads up, you may still have time to name a cockroach for your special person. We talked about that yesterday.
Gee, that's kind of last minute.
Yeah, it is. Help out the Bronx Zoo. But, I mean, after all, if it's last minute, I mean, if it is last minute, then, gosh, you may as well make her laugh, right? Okay.
That would go over
the
proverbial lead balloon.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, so here we go. This is another holiday designed to cost you money. The National Retail Federation projects that U.S. Americans will shell out an average of $131 today. That's up from $126 last year. Also, the survey data finds that only about 60% of U.S. Americans celebrate Valentine's Day, making it just about every other holiday except St. Patrick's Day more popular than this one. But
wow,
it's out there anyway. Now, obviously, two companies that really like it, American Greetings and Hallmark. They really like it. 85% of the Valentine's Day cards, according to American Greetings, purchased every year are purchased by women. 85%. By comparison, most men consider buying Valentine's an ordeal.
I like that ordeal.
Yes. And while women said they preferred sending and receiving the more traditional hearts and flowers verse-type Valentine cards, men, more than women, like the humorous kind.
Hey, Kat?
Yes?
Out of curiosity, if you get something for a lady, let's say you buy the flowers or you buy candy, do you still need to get the card?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I mean, because that way you can say, like, maybe if gifts are her love language, yeah, the gift is great. But then if words are her love language, it means so much to her to hear in writing that, you know, all you have to, you know, love you, so glad you're in my life.
Now, that's one of the interesting things, too. They talked to a guy who's a specialist in this. I'll see if I can find the story.
A love specialist?
Yeah, the idea of handwriting the message as opposed to having it written in the card.
Oh, yeah, no, the card message does not count as your words.
Oh.
It counts as, it might be entertaining or someone had good taste choosing this card, but that does not count as you.
Huh. This guy goes ahead and gives guys a break on that. He says it's the same. So.
Well, he's a guy.
No, well, of course. Yeah. Try to make it easy. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Can't be doing that. You know who makes a lot of money on Valentine's Day? Newspapers. Have you heard of newspapers? It's kind of an interesting thing. They used to exist a lot more. Yeah, they are right there. Because, I mean, all right, so you got the whole paper there?
I do.
Why do people buy newspapers?
Go to the want ads. Go to the classifieds.
Classifieds.
Yeah.
Got them right here.
Okay, and under personal.
Looking.
Got any there?
I'm looking.
Right. Any cat lovers in there?
As a public service, we will read the personals today.
I do not see personals.
Uh-oh.
It goes professional.
Do you see any Valentine? Do they have like some sort of a special section or page this morning for Valentine?
Okay, you're asking the dyslexic guy to go through a giant page.
Oh, I know. That's probably good.
I can go grab it if you want.
Well, that's all right. I'm looking. Hang on.
All right. In the meantime, we spent $1 billion on Valentine candy. And this year, Necco, that's right, the New England Confectionery Company.
Those things are awful.
They are.
Hey, it's Tom Tiberville's favorite.
It is, I know. But what's really great is, you know, I bought him a roll of all-chocolate Necco wafers one time when I was on vacation. But it was, I mean, but if you look at it from this standpoint, it's much better because the rodent hair is not nearly as noticeable in that. As opposed to when you have those pastel colors. But they're the ones who make the... You know, the little hearts. And apparently this year they say that they'll make 8 billion of these little hearts. The original list of sayings on the hearts included be mine, be good, be true, kiss me, and sweet talk. Back in the 1990s, the VP for Necco, which stands for the New England Confection Company, Walter Marshall, decided it was time to update. So he added email me and tweet me. Okay. And a matter of fact,
silly.
For a while they had Bite Me, but they took that off. Necco also does Spanish.
Hey,
yeah, they do Spanish conversation hearts, too, which is, yeah, it's kind of neat.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there. So no?
There's a lot of stories and stuff and, like, you know, ads for you can come have dinner at this.
Oh,
morning.
No. I meant, like.
I have not, as of yet, seen anything that is along the lines. I'm just now getting to the sports page because I figured if it
would be. Well, I just meant in the classifieds, like two boomer from Button Nose or, you know, two squiggy from whatever.
I have not. No,
you could just make some up, Scott. No one will ever know.
No, that's okay. That proves that's not happening here, and that's okay, too. It's 7:43. A few years ago, I guess about 5 years ago, we discussed the whole idea of getting married in Las Vegas on Valentine's Day. And, in fact, we had a listener who used to work at one of those little wedding chapels in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Had some interesting stories.
Was he an Elvis impersonator?
You know, I don't recall. I don't think so. The Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapel, which features live webcasts, by the way, $75 up to $14,000 for the wedding package. Why would you go to Vegas and spend $14,000 on a wedding package at the Viva Las Vegas wedding chapel?
Because you could.
The little white wedding chapel, I think we've all seen that one if you've been out there. 24/7 has a drive-through feature, $55 to $799. So she has to lean in to look at the guy? Does she have to be looking at the guy when she says, I do? Or
I'm just wondering about witnesses, if it's a drive-through.
Well, they got somebody standing behind the guy, I would think. You know, who's performing the ceremony.
It's all nice and legal.
Yeah.
You see it on television all the time.
All right, this one's for Kat.
Okay.
All right. She said that, if you know, with the chocolates and the flowers, that she still had to supply the card for memories, correct?
Okay.
All right. So let's say we get a nice teddy, piece of jewelry, or something like that. The card's still necessary because that's your memory.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right. Yeah.
Thanks for explaining that so eloquently
that
to these gentlemen.
Yeah, it was very nice. Okay. So anyhow, there you go. That's
he said Teddy. I was thinking lingerie. Yeah. So that's I got completely distracted.
Okay. Most of the casinos also offer wedding packages. So you could do that if you want to. Basically, you need $35 in cash and IDs there at the Clark County Courthouse, open 24 hours a day on Fridays and Saturdays. Used to be open, I think, all the time, but now just Fridays and Saturdays. Both have to be over 18 and no closer kin than second cousins.
It's sad they've got to say that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, if you know. If you don't know, then you know, that's something else. Hello.
I was talking about lingerie.
Yeah, okay. There you go. There you are.
The best seats in the house are mobile. It's the Gym Car, now available at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. No other line of electric vehicles offers the versatility and reliability of Gym. Whether moving people or cargo, Gym tackles any job you throw at it, like security, hospitality, or valet service. Plus, it's street legal, delivers exceptional comfort and quiet operations, and costs just pennies a day to operate. Visit Polaris Fun Center today for a test ride of the Gym. Just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, Polaris Fun Center. We sell fun, not tractors.
Mark your calendars Friday and Saturday, February 15th and 16th, to meet the builder at Amish Furniture for Generations. Best-selling Amish builder Alvin Jr. Beachy will be there live and in person, selling his magnificent living room furniture and number one selling bow arm gliders and ottomans. Amish refreshments will also be served. Mark your calendars. You don't want to miss this huge Meet the Builder event, February 15th and 16th. And during the month of February, receive 10% off at Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road just past Kroger.
If you're over 50, the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness magazine is for you. This issue of Brazos Wellness focuses on smart ways for seniors to live well, how to know when to use home health care, nutrition, fitness, and many more health care topics for people 50 and over. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. For information about advertising in Brazos Wellness magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure? Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Are you unhappy with your spouse or your marriage? It could be that your vision is blurred. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. You're probably familiar with the well-known French artist Monet. His paintings are considered masterpieces for their detail and bright colors. But in the latter part of his life, his work became more abstract, brush strokes got wider, images lost their definition, and colors started to blur. It turned out he'd developed cataracts and was simply painting the world as it appeared through his distorted vision. After surgery, his sight was partially restored. Although these pieces were considered genius, he was horrified at what he'd painted and tried to destroy everything he'd done. Monet's story reminds me of how couples often view marriage. Their vision for a relationship with intimacy and deep connection gets distorted. And once that happens, spouses zero in on each other's flaws and criticize one another endlessly. In the process, they throw away some valuable moments. Maybe the years have distorted how you see your marriage. The good news is blurred perceptions can be brought back into focus. That clearer vision will help you have a deeper appreciation for your spouse and your marriage. And in the process, you just might create a marriage masterpiece. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Safe.
repair, Safe Light replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-922-8983. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-922-8983. 1-800-922-8983.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers, and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. Elston Turner exploded on Ole Miss for 37 points, setting a Reed Arena record for the most points put up in a game. The record was previously held by a player from Baylor. The Aggs held the number one scoring offense in the SEC to just 67 points and came out with a 69-67 win.
Elston had a phenomenal performance really in the first half, and obviously the second half made some big shots, and we were able to ride him for the win. And defensively, he did a good job, and Alex and our team did a really good job on Marshall Henderson, and I thought that was critical.
That's Coach Kennedy in the postgame press conference. Now, a stingy Aggie D held Marshall Henderson, who averages 20 points a game, to just 10 points last night. Here's Elston Turner after the game.
You know, I've been in a shooting slump the past couple of games, and the past week, you know, I stayed extra, you know, even longer, you know, just shooting around the gym before and after practice than I normally do. And, you know, it just finally paid off. You know, I was able to hit some shots, and my teammates did a great job of looking for me. And we pushed the pace a little bit in this game, and, it was a fun game to play.
The guys play again Saturday at Vandy, and the tip-off is scheduled for 5:30 with all the action live right here on Sports Radio, News Talk 1620 WTAW. The ladies are at Reed Arena tonight to face off against Florida.
And we moved the game to 8 o'clock for one reason, for I could take my wife out to dinner at 5:30, and maybe you guys can too as well. So that's the real reason we moved the game.
Silliness aside, here's Coach's thoughts on Florida.
You cannot have a trap game. A trap game is Florida looking ahead to Kentucky. Our goal is, of course, to win every ball game, but our goal is to win the SEC or the SEC tournament. Florida could be a trap game, and we want to make sure they're one of the teams that's hungry. They have to have a signature win to get to the NCAA tournament. So it's going to be a dogfight all the way through.
Tip-off for the ladies' game, 8 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. On the international stage, Oscar Pistorius, known as the Blade Runner for the Olympics, has been charged with the murder of his girlfriend. Police say model Reva Steenkamp was shot inside the Olympic runner's home in South Africa. A police spokesman says that there have been, quote, previous incidents at the Pistorius home, but the South African media have been speculating that it may have been an accident. Now this from the UK Guardian.
South Africa has some of the world's highest rates of violent crime, and some homeowners carry weapons to defend themselves.
The speculation is he accidentally shot her, thinking she was a burglar breaking into his home. Pistorius made history at the Olympics when he became the first double amputee runner to compete in the Olympic Games. The Consolidated Tigers dedicated their game to Coach Salerno's wife after she passed away in a car accident, and they came through big in the Crosstown Showdown for soccer. They beat Bryan yesterday 2-0.
Parker starts a drive in the paint all the way into the right corner. Leonard for three. Kawhi not! Kawhi Leonard with a three-pointer from the right corner. Gives the Spurs a one-point lead. 2.9 seconds remaining in the game.
Leonard's three-pointer gave the San Antonio Spurs all they needed for the 96-95 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers last night. Tony Parker led the Spurs with 24 points. Gary Neal added 15. Los Angeles led wire to wire last night in the Clippers' 106-96 victory over the Rockets. Chauncey Billups scored 19 points, while Blake Griffin and Chris Paul added double-doubles for the Clippers. Vince Carter scored 26 points to pass Larry Bird on the NBA career scoring list in the Mavericks' 123-100 victory over the Kings last night. Darren Collins added 18 points, and Dirk Nowitzki added 17 for the Mavs. Mike Calamari had three goals, they call that a hat trick, and an assist in his return from a hip injury to give the Calgary Flames the win over the Dallas Stars at 7-4. Brendan Morrow scored twice for the Stars, who had won the last four games in a row. And finally this morning, the 10th-ranked Texas A&M softball team hit the road, and they continued their winning streak with an 8-0, that's an eight-run rule, over the Sam Houston State team that was yesterday in Huntsville. Senior Mel Dumovich tied the season high with 10 strikeouts thrown in the effort and allowed just one runner on base on one hit. The right-hander improves her record to 4-0. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Now is the best time to get your no-obligation bid on a state-of-the-art irrigation system and have it installed between Thanksgiving and spring break and receive a 10% discount. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Don't wait till it's too late. Install now and save 10%. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. Like them on Facebook or log on to the website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
Right now, BMW is having its first-ever BMW-certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So, hurry into the first-ever BMW-certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
If you and your family love reading, you already love Half Price Books. And their Book Lovers Weekend is right around the corner, February 15th through President's Day the 18th. If you want to take advantage of special discounts and even more savings, heck, almost everything's already half price or less, you'll want to hop on their email list pronto by stopping by your neighborhood store. They can sign you right up or visit halfpricebooks.com and sign up with a few clicks. You'll be a member instantly and can even share your Book Lovers discounts with friends, family, anyone you know who loves a good story. They'll even check all their stores to help you find what you're looking for. Book Lovers Weekend is just one example of how you can save even more on the treasures and surprises Half Price Books is famous for. Plus, you'll get all the latest news about events and special offers at your favorite Half Price Books location. So sign up today on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
3Tail, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Monster Energy Drink is changing its labeling so that it can be categorized as a traditional beverage rather than a dietary supplement.
Really?
The can, yes, will now list nutritional facts rather than supplement facts, as well as disclosing the caffeine content. Making that change comes amid heightened scrutiny, obviously, for the health impact of energy drinks. But some guy like OD'd big time, right, on energy drinks a couple of weeks ago.
People OD all the time.
Well, it's true.
I've managed to make it.
You've managed to make what?
I have one every day.
Oh, okay. It's made a difference on Wall Street. After yesterday's announcement, shares of Monster Beverage jumped as much as 5%. So that's not bad. World's largest airline got a new one. Insiders say the merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways has been approved by both boards of directors, creating an airline which will be valued at $11 billion. Soon there'll only be two of everything, including airlines. We got Delta, Northwest, we got United Continental, so there we go. Are they going to change the planes? You know, they're going to paint them. Well, American really already has, haven't they?
Yeah,
they
painted, already changed their
They
logos.
Changed their little design there. So how about the X Factor musical on Broadway? Care anything about that?
Sounds interesting
Can't
to
imagine.
Me.
Simon Cowell, is that his name? Is behind the new musical based on the reality show, and it'll produce, and he will produce this show, set to debut. They're going to run it over in London in 2014. One more reason to want to go to the theater to see X Factor.
Okay. Why would you go to the East End, which I assume, isn't that like Broadway?
I think it's the West End.
Is it the West End?
The West End in London, yeah, that they do that. So
why would you do that to go see the X Factor? Turn on the TV.
Yeah, it's right there. Steve Martin is a dad for the first time at the age of 67.
Wow.
Yep. Perhaps what is more surprising is that they actually became parents in December and have kept it a secret until yesterday.